This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Workers at Instacart, a food delivery service, are demanding new protections and better pay amid the COVID-19 global pandemic, as are other grocery store workers. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss this story is Washington Post technology and culture reporter Natasha Tiku. Natasha, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you wrote this story about these protests at Instacart and other outlets. I think we should start by just explaining what Instacart is for people who may not know.
Sure. So Instacart is a grocery delivery app. It has relationships with different grocery chains like Publix, Kroger's, Costco, and it also powers the websites for some grocery retailers. So you might not even know that you're working with Instacart. And consumers can go use the app or order online, like from their desktop. And, from the worker perspective, it's almost like working for an algorithmic boss. You know, you're putting in these items, sometimes at a markup, but they are getting a mix of different incentives and bonuses and projected earnings. They're not exactly sure how much they will make, and that could change, you know, based on a surge in demand, sort of like Uber drivers as well. So there are folks who stay just inside the stores, and they package the items, they bag the goods, and put it on a special allotted area of the shelf. And those people are part-time employees. But the folks who actually are doing the delivery, who both shop and deliver, those people are classified as contractors rather than employees, which means that they don't have the protections to unionize, which is partly why the strike is organized the way it was.
Okay, so it sounds like there's two tiers of employees here at this level. Mm-hmm. So you've got some who are actually based inside stores. Now, are these Instacart employees that are inside stores, are they in uniform? Are they easy to identify? What do they look like exactly?
Sure. So they have badges, which they can wear or cannot wear. And I should say they are a much smaller percentage of the workforce than the shoppers. So most of the people that you are interacting with as an Instacart customer are contractors.
Okay. And these contractors are the ones who are out picking up these orders and then dropping them off at people's homes, correct?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and so what was the basis for this nationwide strike that some workers are participating in?
Sure, so, there has been so much discussion, as you know, about the dangers of going outside during shelter in place, and the Instacart workers were asking for a few demands. They were asking for PPE, such as hand sanitizer or disinfectant. They asked for additional $5 per order in hazard pay, and they also asked for the default tip to be set up to 10%. Right now, it's only at 5%, and sometimes workers have told me it goes all the way down to zero. And, you know, when you are shopping for someone else in the middle of a pandemic, you know, they didn't sign up to be kind of first line responders, and they're putting themselves in harm's way. So they are asking Instacart, which is seeing a huge surge in demand, much like other delivery apps right now, to compensate them and protect them. And as they say, like, they could be, Instacart did institute contactless delivery, you know, so you don't have to like kind of touch the other person. But these are workers who are interacting with tons of people in the grocery stores and tons of customers per day. And they're saying that it is just extremely scary and bad for public health for them to be doing this without PPE, without hand sanitizer or gloves or ways to protect themselves and others.
And I want to let our listeners know that we did reach out to Instacart to have a representative appear on the show. They sent us a written statement instead. And before I dive into that statement, what did you hear from Instacart?
Sure. I think I probably heard the same thing as you, which is that, you know, it didn't make the strike didn't make any difference. They've seen a ton of people register to become shoppers. They put out a goal recently of adding an additional 300,000 people to be shoppers. And to put that in perspective, in the entire history of the company, they have about 200,000. So obviously they're ramping up really fast, but I don't think that's necessarily a sign of, like, to me, what that indicates is that people are being laid off and they're desperate for a job. Like, you know, signing up to be in a grocery store all day and meet up with strangers is not something that people who have a great choice for income are probably going to do right now.
And we are talking with Natasha Tiku. She is the Washington Post technology and culture reporter. She joins us live on the phone now. I want to read a little bit of that statement. And based on reading your article, Natasha, it does appear that we did get the same statement from the company. This is from Instacart. Part of what they said is, quote, "The health and safety of our entire community, shoppers, customers, and employees is our first priority. Our goal is to offer a safe and flexible earnings opportunity to shoppers while also proactively taking the appropriate precautionary measures to operate safely." They went on to say, "We're focused on serving as an essential service for millions of families while providing immediate earnings opportunities for hundreds of thousands of people across North America." Again, that is a statement from Instacart. Natasha, how many of Instacart shoppers are participating in this strike? Do we have any hard figures on that?
No, it's really hard to tell because, there's no kind of shared communication for shoppers. Essentially, as I was talking to one of the organizers of the strike, and they said, to participate, you're basically staying on the couch. But they do have these national Facebook groups. There's one with about 15,000 people, and a lot of the folks on there are talking about striking. It's hard to communicate with each other and quantify in that way.
We also heard from some prominent Democratic politicians on this matter. Can you tell us a little bit about those who weighed in on it?
Sure. So the strikers have received support from Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Seemingly every Democrat is saying that they deserve hazard pay and urging Instacart, which has raised, more than $1 billion in venture capital financing and has a valuation of more than $7 billion, to support these workers in this time of need, especially as they're being designated, quote unquote, essential workers by, at least here in California, by the governor.
And so if Instacart is saying that it's not seen any disruption to its services, and you note that these shoppers being contractors are not able to unionize, what do the strikers expect from this action?
Well, Instacart has changed their policy, changed some of the offerings for workers. Of course, they will say it's not in response to the strike, but the company said that it will start providing PPE for workers, in particular hand sanitizer, but it's sort of a complicated process to get it. They just began last week allowing workers to order online, and they're only beginning to ship the PPE this week. They wouldn't tell me, how much they have, how much the shipping might cost. And they also added some bonuses, and they extended this 14-day benefit for people diagnosed with COVID-19 or officially put in quarantine for an extra 30 days. And this is a kind of benefit that all the gig companies are doing, like Uber and Lyft. And as you know, without adequate testing, access to testing, and the fact that, most people are not getting officially told by public health officials to quarantine themselves as a shelter in place or please stay home, it's really hard to meet that standard. So I think, one thing that happened with the strike last week is that a number of Instacart workers were informed that people in the shops where they worked had been tested positive, though, for COVID-19. So, they have they're good at leveraging the media and the press and hoping that some of these new people who are signing up for Instacart now might be aware of what they're getting into.
And just to reiterate, it's not like there's an Instacart grocery store somewhere. This is a company that partners with established grocery stores, and these shoppers go into those stores and gather these orders from customers and then deliver them. I'm wondering if you've heard anything from the other parts of the grocery industry about this, because the grocery chains are still open, they're operating, but we as citizens are being told to limit our exposure to them. Go in, buy a week's worth of stuff, don't overbuy, but don't go too much also. These are workers for Instacart who seem to be making multiple stops inside these chains. Is there any concern about that?
Yes. I mean, there's massive concern from the workers themselves. Workers at Whole Foods last week did a sick out asking for, you know, calling in sick. The company told me that they also didn't see any difference, you know, in absenteeism. And what workers were asking for there was something very similar, hazard pay, you know, access to PPE, ability to keep themselves safe. Even just earlier this morning, Shipt, which is another delivery company, grocery delivery company, which was acquired by Target a few years ago, they said that they are planning a strike as well. I mean, I think we're hearing this from a lot of the people who are designated essential workers, you know, saying that if we're truly essential, we should be paid as such. They didn't sign up to become, you know, to put their lives at risk for a 5% tip, you know?
But on the other side of that, what about concerns from the established groceries that are trying to take measures to limit people's exposure while they're inside? They're still actively partnering with these online businesses, right?
Oh, certainly. I haven't seen any of the companies, you know, rush to sever their partnerships with these delivery apps. You know, and in fact, Instacart has said their demand has surged in states like California and Washington. That was very early on, in the middle of the, maybe even before it was declared a pandemic. So I think that there is a lot of money to be made as well for the companies.
Natasha Tiku is a technology and culture reporter for The Washington Post. She's been our guest on the phone today. Natasha, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it greatly.
Thanks for having me.
Up next, a look at how unemployment and small business benefits are working out so far amid this global coronavirus pandemic. And we talked to one local small city mayor about how that community is coping. And don't forget, we want to hear from you, too. Leave us a voicemail at 513-419-7100 to tell us how you're coping, how you're feeling, and what you're doing to keep yourself together during this unprecedented experience. You can also send us a voice message through the Talk to Us tab inside the WVXU app. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.